This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, proclaiming the Word of God. Are you open to the Word of God today? Holy Spirit, we pray today that by your grace, our hearts might be changed. In the name of Jesus, amen. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation now for those that are in Christ Jesus. That's you. Condemnation is not of God. What God gives us is conviction. Oh. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin so that we can repent. Condemnation comes from another source. It comes from the devil. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that today? Will you allow that to take root in your spirit, that you need not be condemned because God has claimed you as innocent? Jesus took your place and my place on the cross, and he declares us as innocent in him. We live and move and have our being.
Because Jesus gave you innocence, he's given you freedom. You know, joy comes with purity. Innocence comes with purity. But when you're pure, you're free. You may have been pure by Jesus. Everything in your past is washed away. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. God wants there to be a free flow in the Spirit from you. From heaven into you and out to the world. From heaven into you and out to the world. And the only thing that's blocking us is ourselves. Get out of the way. God isn't worried about your sins. If you confessed it, it's gone. If you have a sin, just keep going to confession and get in the river, and God will wash it all away. I remember when I first came to God, I would go to confession every day just because I felt so good when I walked out of the confessional. It was like the weight of the world was off my back. And not only was I knew I was forgiven, but that like root of sin and that woundedness, I could feel God's grace flow into that area, and it would just break it off and break it off. And the priest would be like, oh no, Anthony's back again. They'd be like, Anthony, get out of here. You're forgiven for all your sins. But I'm like, you can't keep me out of the booth. Every time I go in there, I can feel the freedom that's coming on my life. I can feel God's grace pouring into me. And I would sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I'd pray the rosary. And our Blessed Mother would just, she'd remind me of just sins from my whole life that I had to confess. But there was no condemnation. There was excitement in knowing this. Because I knew once I brought this to God in the confessional, not only would it be wiped away forever, but the stains of my soul were being made white as snow. And because of that, I was receiving freedom. And through that, God allowed me to have life and life abundant me. He allowed me to be fully alive in the Holy Spirit, reborn like I was, like a little child, just looking at the sun, full of joy, full of life, full of love. Because there's no condemnation in Christ. He came to wash me and you clean by his blood. Thank you, God. It's not because I'm good. It's because God's good. And that's what he does when we do things God's way.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. You have been set free from the law of sin and death. You are a free person today, a free man, a free woman in Christ Jesus. No more is there condemnation. No more is there torment. No more. Only life in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is real. This is so real, and we need to take it. You see, it's not something that I earn. It's something that I take as a gift from God. No more torment. No more condemnation. No more. The Lord says, I am with you always, even unto the end of time. I love you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. Oh, the Lord says, because of this, you have no fear of condemnation. You have no fear of torment. Whenever it happens, you just have to flush it out in the name of Jesus. That's what you need to do, because God has already forgiven you in Christ Jesus. He died in your place. He died in my place. I am forgiven by the blood that was shed on the cross. You have been forgiven by the blood that was shed upon the cross.
When there's no condemnation, we get to be excited for the things of God. When we're not being feeling condemned, we get to go out there full of life, full of joy, full of peace, full of the kingdom of God, and release what God did for us, what Jesus saved you from. Jesus wants to set you free from the inside out, because freedom is how we witness to the love of Christ. Those who have experienced the love of Christ, they are free, because the love of God breaks bonds, breaks chains, makes us fully alive, puts on the mantle of love, which gives us the mantle of power. We heal. You know, Jesus had compassion on everyone he healed, because he healed everyone through the passion which he felt for them. God wants you to give you the grace to live out of your heart, not out of your head. God wants you to live from your heart in this place of love and passion. The battle is always in the mind. Condemnation and torment, it comes into your mind. But Jesus says, take that 6 inches, that 1 foot, from your head to your heart. From your head to your heart, my child. I do not want you to live from your head. I want you to live from your heart. Because out of your heart, the issues of life flow. Out of your heart, the power of God flows. And I have filled your heart with the love of God by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I have filled your heart with the love of God by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Just receive me today. Receive my love. Receive my joy. Receive my kingdom. For I know the plans I have for you. I have plans for you of peace, of love, of goodness. I love you, and I see you as if you were the only person in this world. Right now, the Lord says, I am looking over you. I am watching you. Let go of your past. Let go of anything holding you back. Let go of any sin. Let go of anything separating you from me, because I want to be one spirit with you. I want you and I to be one. As Jesus said, him and the Father are one. What does sin do? Sin separates us from God. Why don't we want to sin? Because we don't want to be separated from God or any part of him.
For the law of Christ Jesus, of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has set you free from the law of sin and death. We are no longer under the law of sin and death. We have been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Set free. And we need to live free, because that's why Jesus died. For freedom, Christ has set you free. Do not cling to any yoke that binds you anymore. For freedom, Christ has set you free. That's real. And he wants you to be free. Free of fear. Free of Satan. Free of torment. Free of condemnation. You have been set free by the love of God, who has poured out his Spirit into you by the Holy Spirit. You have been set free. Smile. You're free. Free indeed. Through the blood of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at yourself in the mirror and smile. You've been set free because you've accepted the gift of Jesus Christ. And there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You have been set free from the law of sin and death, and you live in the presence of God and of the Holy Spirit. This is real. This is simple. This is what we proclaim. This is what God proclaims. The Lord does not want you tied up. The Lord wants you freed from everything, from sin and death, from fear, from torment, from anxiety. The Lord wants you free. Oh, yes, free. I love that song. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me, for before I was a star, I've been set free from the Lord, for the Lord has set me free.
When you're free in Christ, it doesn't matter if you remember the words or not. You're just going to sing a song to the Lord. You're going to celebrate what Jesus has done for you, that God is risen. Hallelujah. Jesus, he said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. So what did Jesus come to do? He came to set us free. He came to give you rest in your heart, that you have the peace of Christ flowing through you, that you're not, it's not about your circumstance. It's about peace comes from the inside. You know, the apostles, they were thrown in jail and they were celebrating, sharing in the sufferings of Christ, because that joy and that peace, it didn't come from whether they had a house or a car or a family. It came from the love of God within them. And when you have the love of God in your heart, then everything else you do is just a bonus. And it's just everything is okay. Jesus said, I came to give you rest. I came to set you free. I came to give you life and life abundantly. Are we living life and life abundantly? God's going to provide for all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But, you know, material things are just a small part. Abundant life comes from the wells of the living waters within you, that you're springing up, that you don't really need anything of this world. You need what you need to survive, but all you need is the love of God. You need the fire of God. You need to be able to go proclaim the kingdom of God. Long before I was on the radio, and I just got baptized in the Holy Spirit, God had me give away all the money I had, all the clothes I had. You know, all the homeless people woke up, they were all dressed real nice one day, because he was just breaking my attachment with things of the world. But I had so much joy and just goodness and happiness in my life. And I just, it was bubbling out of me. Father Tom gave me money to buy a speaker. And I remember I used to have to borrow money to even pay for parking, but I would go preach, because that Holy Spirit was all I needed. That Holy Spirit, that rivers of living water was spilling out of me, that I had to tell someone about the goodness of God. I had to proclaim Christ and Christ crucified, that we have a God, but to be saved, we need to know there's a Savior. To be healed, we need to know there's a healer. To be loved, you need to know there's a lover of your soul. That today God wants to save you. Today Jesus wants to encounter you. Today the Holy Spirit wants to fill you with the glory of God. The Bible says we're either a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness. We're going to be a slave to one thing. So we might as well be a slave to God. You know, we don't want to be double-minded, a little slave to sin and a little slave to God. James tells us a double-minded man and weak is weak in all of his ways. So having a foot in the pool for God and having a foot in the pool for the world, it makes you weak. But go all in for Jesus and you will be strong. Strong in all your ways. And when you own, and when Jesus owns you, then he provides everything for you. When you own your own life, then you got to provide for yourself.
The law, you've been set free from the law of sin and death. You have been set free. The scripture says, let the one who thirsts come to me and drink. For out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Are you thirsty today?
I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty too. May the Lord put spiritual salt in our mouth so that we want that living water. We want that water that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. We want that more than anything. You are a receiver of that through the death and resurrection of Jesus. You are a receiver of that life eternal through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a river
that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with God's great love. I come to these waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There was a thirsty woman. She came drawing at the well. Then she met the Master. Her joy no tongue could tell. He told her of the water that she would drink. And then, because of its great power, she would never thirst again. There is a river that flows from God above.
Just receive the river.
There is a fountain that's filled with God's great love.
Let the glory overshadow.
I come to these waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. It's a river that flows from God and from the throne of the Lamb, from the throne of the Father and the throne of the Lamb. And it flows on you. It flows in you. It flows through you. It flows for you. Oh, river of life. Oh, river of God. Flow down on me. Oh, river of God. Flow down on me. Oh, river of God. Come set me free. O river of God, flow down on me. Oh, there is a river that flows from above. It's a river of mercy. It's a river of love. It flows from the throne of Jesus the Lord. O river of God, flow down on me. That river is constant.
Amen.
You can have it flow over you in the middle of the night. You can have it flow over you in the early morning. You can have it flow over you in the afternoon. Whatever you need, that river. Start singing about it. Sing about it. You say, well, I don't know the words. Well, sing your own song about the river. Just sing your own song. The river, the river, the river of God. The river, the river, the river of God. It comes to the thirsty, the river of God. It comes to the thirsty, the river of God. The river, the river, the river of God. The river, the river, the river of God.
Flow down on you, Lord. Let the river flow. And it's an endless supply. You can never cut the lights out in heaven. You see, in the kingdom in heaven, there is no such thing as lack. There's no, in heaven, you can never run out of anything because God supplies everything and there's a constant flow. So when we get in the flow of heaven, there's a constant flow from heaven to earth. And then you release. Why do we give? Because giving predisposes us to be able to receive. You see, when we give to the kingdom of God, that disposes our heart to be able to receive from heaven. And the more we give, the more we can receive. We're not operating from the spirit of lack. We're not operating as the world operates, that there's a limited supply. Like Father said, in the river there's a vast supply. God wants to continue to pour out on you all day long, money being the least of it, but he wants to do it. Money being the least of it, but he'll do it for you. We give so that we can receive from heaven. The more you give, the more you can receive. That goes for the anointing. The more we pray for people, the more we output, the more we serve God, the more he knows that he can trust us, the more that he can pour into us. Even when we're going through a hard time, it is growing our soul. It is making our soul bigger and bigger and bigger so we can receive more and more and more of God. And we want to just contain God within us. There is no lack in the kingdom of God. The wisdom is seeing things how God sees. There is knowledge, knowing facts, understanding, knowing how things operate in the world, but then there's wisdom. Knowing, seeing things how God sees. The only ways to be wise is first have the fear of the Lord. But when we have wisdom and we see as God sees through his eyes, we don't put God in a box. We don't limit God. We know that when God is calling us to do something hard, that is good news, because on the other side of that hard decision or hard giving, there is a new realm of glory for you.
A new realm of glory. Praise God. And we need it. We are desperate for that glory, for that love, for that peace, for that presence, for that joy. We are desperate for it because we live in a world where there is not joy and peace and prosperity. We live in a world that has taken God out of it, but we need to retake it back. We need to retake God back in our own lives, and in the lives of our families, and in the lives of our community. We need to take God back, and we do it by faith, by trusting God in the little things, in the big things, in the medium things. Are you trusting God today? If you just came to Jesus, you need to trust God. If you came to him 50 years ago, you need to trust God. It's all about trust. Trust the Savior, and he will give you what you truly need.
When we trust ourselves, there's fear. When we trust in God completely, there's perfect peace. We give to God so we're disposed to receive. There was someone I was speaking to, and I was praying for them, and they, you know, they were in the new age and just seeing counselors and psychics, and they're in Christ and they're so holy, but they're still being kind of tormented by the enemy. And I was asking God, like, what can we do? And God told me there's a debt in the spirit that needs to be paid, because for so long they're sowing money into seeing the psychic, into seeing the counselor, into seeing the crystals or whatever there is, and sowing into the kingdom of darkness. Now God says, sow a seed into my kingdom and pay the debt. You see, there's a spiritual realm and there's a way this world operates. And God, like Father Tom says, speaks more about money than heaven, Jesus does in the Bible. And it's about where our money's going is an indication of where our heart is. Because where our heart, when our heart is totally sold over to God, giving is going to be nothing. But when God tells you to give, it is for you. It's not for God. It's for you so he can open up the wells of his glory and start to release a constant flow from heaven to earth for you.
If God can't trust you with money, he can't trust you with people. If God trusts me with money, in season and out of season, I've handled thousands of dollars, millions of dollars from the beginning. And he knows that not a single penny belongs to me.
That's right.
He knows that. And so he has confidence that he can trust me with money. He can trust me with you and people. That's what it is, to be able to be trusted in for people, for you and for me. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.